You're listening to the Marketing Spot Blogcast, the internet show about small business marketing with your host, Jay Arrett. Power to the small business.
Welcome to Power to the Small Business, the podcast that brings you, the entrepreneur, marketing education, tools, and tactics you can use to more effectively market your small business. I am your marketing mercenary. My name is Jay Arrett. My company is The Marketing Spot, a small business marketing firm just outside of Waco, Texas. I teach, coach, consult, and speak to small businesses about how to build a lean, mean marketing plan. That's because I believe that marketing is the great equalizer for the small businesses that form the backbone of our economy. You're not getting a bailout, so we're going to do it the old-fashioned way. Our guest today is Kim Duschinski of MobileMarketingProfits.com. And today we're going to solve a little bit of the mobile marketing puzzle for you and give you practical advice on not just how you can use mobile marketing to get more business, but also whether or not you should even attempt mobile marketing. Before we bring Kim in, let's give you some of the vitals because you may be listening to this podcast in a variety of places. You can get the show notes for episode number 20 on the Marketing Spot blog. That URL address is themarketingspot.blogspot.com. It will also include all the links Kim and I discussed today. An archive of all the shows with tons of useful marketing tips can be found at themarketingspot.podomatic.com. My brand new website, currently under construction, it's a WordPress site, I'm building myself, quite proud of it, is themarketingspot.com. Okay, mobile marketing. About a year ago, I sent an audio comment to Mitch Joel's Six Pixels of Separation podcast saying, I thought the coming trend was mobile marketing and I was going to keep an eye on it in 2008. Well, I did. Read a couple of books, subscribed to several blogs, and this is the third mobile marketing podcast I've done this year out of 20 episodes. Now, mobile marketing is not panning out or progressing that quickly, not the way I thought it would. So while you hear a lot of hype about the coming mobile revolution, including from me, let's not jump in the water with both feet yet. So the question is, just what is it you can do with mobile marketing on a local level that will be effective? That's why Kim Duschinski is joining us today. She has written a book called The Mobile Marketing Handbook. And let's bring Kim in to find out. So joining us on the Skype line is Kim Duschinski. She is founder and president of Mobile Marketing Profits, located in Denver. Her website is MobileMarketingProfits.com. And Kim, welcome to the big show, Power to the Small Business.
Great. Thanks for having me.
No problem. We appreciate you sharing your expertise about mobile marketing. Before we get started, tell us how you got into mobile marketing, because mobile marketing is not a thing that's been around for a long time.
Well, I have been in marketing for 20 years now. I've been a small business owner. I've worked as a marketing director. I have I was a book publicist for a long time, and I was ready to make a change. I knew I wanted to stay in marketing, but I wanted something fresh and exciting. And when I looked for what was fresh and exciting, mobile sort of sprang up in my, you know, radar. And so I decided that I would learn about mobile. And it was when I realized there really wasn't anybody out there who had compiled it into an easy to understand method of learning mobile marketing that I thought, maybe I should write a book on this. So that's how I got into it, needing to learn it and then deciding to teach it.
Well, it's still one of those marketing frontiers that everybody kind of is aware of. Very few people, I think, at least in my experience, really know what they're doing in mobile marketing. But it seems like mobile marketing is taking a long time to hit the mainstream. Why is it taking so long for mobile marketing to become, you know, a tool of choice for a lot of businesses?
Well, I think it comes down to two things. The first is enough people having, you know, consumers having data plans and cell phones that really work well with mobile. So as more and more people get smartphones and upgrade their phones to more capable tools, that will really help, and as well having it be affordable. So that is really key, and that's part of what drove mobile marketing to be so successful in other places like Asia and Europe, is that the pricing was such that the consumers were able to jump in. And then the other part of it is really education, both on the side of businesses, as in, how do I do this? What does it even mean? How do I reach out to my customers on mobile? And then as well for customers to get over that hump of, do I really want to be interacting with businesses on my phone? And as long as those things can pull together, it will really start to happen. And I think it will go pretty quickly once those things start to fall into place.
So do you think that right now, as it stands, is mobile marketing a viable marketing avenue for the small business?
Yes and no. yes, because there are definitely things that a small business can do that are low or no cost that at least begin the process. So at least put yourself out there, and I'll share what those are in just a second. And the reason I say no is that some of the tools that you're going to run across, some of the campaigns that you may be seeing in the news, or not even necessarily the news, but you may be seeing other, larger corporations doing, the small business owner might think, gosh, I can't really do that. That's kind of, hard. But there are what the small business always has as a benefit over the big corporate America people is quickness, the ability to see something, make a decision. You don't have to have a bunch of committee meetings and run things through the legal department and, all that. You can just see something and get going. So in that way, I say small business has an even better advantage than large guys.
So if I'm a small business and I say, okay, I need to get out there, I need to do some mobile marketing, what are the most viable forms of mobile marketing, or the easiest mobile marketing forms for a small business to do?
Well, there's two things. There's a lot of things in mobile, but the two that are really probably on the forefront are the mobile web, and that, by that I mean when people go online on their phones, when they log in and look for something on their phone, you want to make sure your business is able to be found. Because if someone's looking for you on their mobile, they really need to find you. They're looking for directions to your business. They need to know your hours. They're hoping to find out very quickly, what's your phone number? Can I call you to find out if you've got a certain item in stock? So being found, being able to be, on the mobile web is really important. And one of the best free ways to do that is to make sure that you're listed in the Google local business listings. So I don't have the listing off the top of my head, but if you go to Google and type in local business center, there's a way to list your website there in the Google thing. And then you can also, just by doing that, is one thing to make sure your business is found in your main website. But if you also have a mobile site built with just even the things I just mentioned, your hours, directions, your phone number, even the most basic site that you could build with a mobile builder like Mofuse, M-O-F-U-S-E, mofuse.com, it's a free mobile builder, you can then make sure that you've got some visibility when someone looks for you. So that's a really easy, free way to at least be findable.
Okay, so that's one thing, just making sure you're available on the mobile web. What else can we do?
Well, if you want to be more proactive, you can take that a step further and do some mobile advertising to help drive people to your mobile site. But then again, then that sort of steps you into being a little bit more proactive. And to do something like that, you could go to a company called AdMob, AdMob.com, and do some advertising there to drive people to your mobile site. That's another option. And then the other tool that I like to bring up for small businesses is text messaging. And the reason I like to bring this up is because even if people don't have a smartphone or an iPhone or, a more capable phone, almost every phone now can text message. Unless it's the most oldest phone possible, really text messaging is kind of the universal tool. And again, Google is another reason you want to be listed in the Google Local Business Center is that Google is really doing a lot to promote their SMS 411 service. So if people want to send in a text message to Google saying pizza and their zip code, they'll get back via text message information about the closest pizza place to that zip code. If you're listed in their local business listing, then you have a chance of having yourself sent back, via text message. So again, there's another way to just be available via mobile, and you might not even really be aware that this is how people are coming to you or finding you, as long as you just do what you need to do to be found. Then there's a whole concept of developing a text message relationship with your customers, where you can have people agree to get text messages from you, you know, coupons or whatever, where they will actually want to receive a message from you via text message. You can send out a text and get customer business back in.
We're talking with Kim Dushinsky. She is founder and president of MobileMarketingProfits.com. Kim, let's talk a little bit about that text messaging, because many people use text messaging more than they use email now. Would it make sense for a small business to start collecting mobile numbers and building a text message list rather than an email list?
I would not say rather than. I would say in addition to, and absolutely. The key is, in order to work in mobile, you really have to pay attention to the best practices. And one of the things that's really important about mobile that is just so crucial is everything has to be permission-based. So in order to send a text message to someone, besides just, you know, a personal one-on-one message, but anything commercially, you have got to have people opt in. And in order for them to opt in, they have to actually either sign up online through an online widget, basically, that would sign them up, or they need to text message in order to do it. You can't really just start collecting a list of phone numbers and then at some point start sending out messages. It's a little bit different than building an email list.
So you could build up this text message list or this mobile number list, get permission from your customers to send them text messages. Give me some examples of what you might do with that. How could you use text messaging for a local business?
Sure. Let's say a restaurant. Here's a really great example. A restaurant might have every now and again you have a slow night. But the problem is you've got a full staff. You know, here you are, you've got everybody ready, you're, you know, sitting there waiting for the customers and they're not showing up. And it's now, you know, getting close to the time where you know it's either, you know, make it or break it for the evening. If you had a way to send out a text message to all of your customers, you know, that had said they were interested, you could send out a 2-for-1 offer. And the way this would work sort of on the front end of getting people signed up, let's say you put out a table tent on your tables that says, you know, text in to be on our 2-for-1 list. So you've got a text message vendor all picked out, and what your customers do is while they're sitting there waiting for their meal, they say, yeah, I want to know if they've got a 2-for-1 night coming up. And so they text in while they're sitting there and get opted right into your list. And then comes that night when it's really slow, what you do is you send out a text message. People get the text message on their phones while they're actually mobile, while they're still, you know, maybe they're on their way home from work, or they're about to leave the office, or they're, you know, picking up the kids, or whatever it is they're doing, and now they're in a position to say, yeah, okay, great, there's a 2-for-1 night, call the spouse, hey, meet me over there, we got a deal. If the restaurant had sent out an email, it would be too late. It wouldn't be fast enough, because by the time that people get the email, you know, they're already at home. They probably already got home, ate something out of the fridge, and then went, oh, great, I could have had 2-for-1 night. So there's a real-life example of how the cycle works, from the customer wanting to get signed up to the business getting what they want in terms of, you know, reaching out to the customers.
You know, Kim, it strikes me that this is going to be new to small business owners and local businesses on how to do this texting stuff, but it's probably also pretty new for the mobile user themselves. Is there some responsibility for education on the part of the business to let the consumer know how it happens? Here's how to opt out eventually if you don't want to be in it anymore?
Absolutely, absolutely. The key is, you know, the business has to market it in such a way that the consumer sees the benefit of why they would want to do it, and then also knows right up front what they're getting into. So people have probably started to see that rate, that phrase, standard messaging rates apply. That's sort of the way to let people know that, you know, you're going to do this text message. I'm not charging you, but your cell phone company will. So if you don't have a text plan, if you don't have a text messaging plan, you're going to get, you know, charged 15, 20 cents, whatever it is, for this message that's coming to you. So yes, the business absolutely has to do some educating for their market. And then when you use a text message vendor, so the other thing is all the stuff that you do with text messaging, you're going to go through a text message vendor who, and some of those I can recommend for small business are Mobivity, M-O-B-I-V-I-T-Y, or i2sms.com. Those are two really great ones for a small business. They got some really good reasonable prices. Also, Mobile Storm is a third one. They have some nice pricing that's affordable for starting out. These companies will take care of that opt-out procedure. Like you say, every text message that they send will have information on how to opt out, how to say stop, I don't want to get this anymore.
Well, you bring up a point here, Kim, in going through these vendors. Can small businesses do this mobile marketing thing by themselves? Do they need help to do this?
It depends on how savvy they are with the marketing concepts in general. If they've got a pretty good marketing mind and they've got a good idea on what kinds of things their customers want and they can come up with the ideas, they can certainly go to a text message vendor, get enough technical help to be able to implement campaigns on their own. If they need help with the strategy and the ideas, honestly, one of the main reasons I wrote my book was for small businesses to be able to, get some information and strategy and concepts on how to do things and then to proceed. So yes, they certainly can, just like they're doing every other marketing thing. Every small business has got, they're already doing marketing on their own. They're already figuring it out. So it's just one more tool to kind of learn how to use. If they want to go big and do more and be more proactive and more aggressive, then yeah, they can definitely, work with an agency or a consultant or, whatever.
We're talking with Kim Dushinsky of MobileMarketingProfits.com. She's written a book called The Mobile Marketing Handbook, which we'll get to shortly. But Kim, I just want to talk about maybe what types of businesses should or should not be doing mobile marketing. Are there certain businesses that you say should, yes, boy, you really need to be into mobile marketing? And are there certain businesses that you say, I don't know if you ought to waste your time on mobile marketing?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think it all boils down to on who the customers are. Really less about what kind of business it is, but who are your customers? Because there are certain types of people that are more available via mobile. First of all, if your target audience is 30 or under, the majority of your customers, absolutely you should be working with mobile, because these people have never been without a cell phone. They are used to being connected. They understand how to text message. They're getting on the mobile web. They live on mobile. So if you have a bar, a restaurant, or if you're in a college area and you've got a lot of younger people, and really it is under 30. It's not just teenagers and college students. But if you've got that kind of an audience, yes, you need to be looking at mobile right now. If you have clients that are corporate data users, so this would be the people who get their phone is paid for and they've got the data plan. Like my husband, he's an outside sales rep. A friend of mine's a CFO for a company. They both have wonderful phones, BlackBerry Trios, iPhones, and it's paid for by their company, and they're on their phones all day long. They also are using all of the tools. That type of people, if you have that sort of an audience. Women, Hispanics are also very, the Hispanic market uses mobile voraciously. And so if you have those kind of clients. Now, those are the folks who should be looking at mobile and working with mobile. Restaurants, bars, anybody in entertainment, service businesses, even if if you interact with people, plumbers, if you work with consumers, really any business. Now, if your audience is more older baby boomers or senior citizens, then you maybe don't need to be looking at mobile so much, because they're not in yet into the mobile stuff. They're the folks who say, gosh, I don't text message, I don't have any, I just turn my phone on if I need to make a call, or if those are your audience, then you probably don't need to be as concerned with it.
Hey, I'm a boomer. It's okay.
I said older boomers. I'm the older edge of the boomers.
Okay, well, tell us about your book. You've written a book called The Mobile Marketing Handbook, which will be released soon. What can people expect from The Mobile Marketing Handbook?
Well, it's a very hands-on, practical book. So the other books on mobile, and if you've read a lot of them, you probably found this, they have a lot of theoretical and technological information in them about mobile in general, or maybe some enterprise-level sort of talk. My book is really geared for the person who's in the trenches needing to learn mobile marketing. So it starts off with how to come up with a strategy, what do customers want on mobile, how to actually launch it, what things you need to pay attention to in terms of, the legal implications. If you don't have a legal department, what do you need to, be looking at? And then I go through each of the tools. So how, what do you need to know about the mobile web and text messaging and mobile promotion? I even cover Bluetooth and a little bit about iPhone stuff. So it's very practical, hands-on dive into mobile.
Okay, we'll be looking forward to it. It's definitely on my reading list. And Kim, if people want more information about you, Mobile Marketing Profits, the Mobile Marketing Handbook, where should they go?
Well, my website, Mobile Marketing Profits, is a great place to start. And specifically about the book, it's mobilemarketinghandbook.com.
Well, Kim, this is great information. We appreciate you joining us on Power to the Small Business today.
Great. Thank you very much for having me.
That's Kim Duszynski, MobileMarketingProfits.com, and author of The Mobile Marketing Handbook. Check out all the links, including a link to buy the book, in the show notes. It's on the blog. That address is themarketingspot.blogspot.com. Now, if you have questions or comments, email them to me at jay@themarketingspot.com. Two more episodes left in 2008. A branding episode, and then a best of episode, and then we're going to kick off 2009 with a Back to the Basics podcast. And I'd like to hear from you. What are the burning marketing questions on your mind? We'll answer them in the Back to the Basics podcast. Send me your questions via email or audio comment to Jay, that's my email address again, jay@themarketingspot.com. If you have Skype, you can Skype them to me. My Skype name is The Marketing Spot. That's it for episode number 20 of The Big Show. Make sure you are either a subscriber to the blog or to the show via iTunes so that you never have to miss an episode of the internet show that's all about small business marketing. Power to the small business.
You've been listening to The Marketing Spot Blogcast with Jay Arrett, the internet show about small business marketing. Please add your comment or post your question in the comment area below. You can email Jay with comments and suggestions to jay@themarketingspot.com. For more information about our company, see our website, themarketingspot.com. Power to the small business.